It's Monday, April 5th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Augmented reality gets its major break, Facebook's big data breach this weekend, and Microsoft changes the return to office plan. This is the Business of Tech. Let's visit a story that broke late last week to give it the spotlight it deserves. Microsoft has won a contract with the U.S. Army for HoloLens headsets. 120,000 headsets for just shy of $22 billion. This is the next step in their working relationship with the Army, started in 2018. The plan is high-resolution night, thermal, and soldier-borne sensors combined into a heads-up display. This is scaling up from the prototype from that previous work. Meanwhile, Kara Swisher, in an interview for the New York Times, talked with Apple's Tim Cook about augmented reality. He agreed with her framing that the tech is critically important to Apple's future. Now, why do we care? I'm parroting online a little here. For all the moonshots Google or Facebook have taken, here's a Microsoft one that's in the field and making money. This is the real deal, with practical applications and a massively significant contract. In augmented reality, Microsoft is a real player, and everyone else is still trying. I bet on Apple being next up to take a lead in the consumer space. Is this primed to hit everywhere? Nope, but that doesn't mean it's not real. I was banking on gaming being the play. Nope, military use wins out. Consumers feel like they will benefit. Monday morning, so it must be time for some breach notifications. Over the weekend, a threat actor released around 500 million Facebook users' data, which is spreading widely online. It includes phone numbers, full names, locations, emails, and biographical information. It dates back to 2019 and a bug in the Add Friend feature. The breach has been added to the Have I Been Owned database. While on the security beat, U.S. Department of Homeland Security is focusing on a series of 60-day sprints to address ransomware, industrial control systems, transportation and electric security, and capacity building. Now, why do we care? The advice here remains that data release like this is very long tail. This will be used over and over again for a long time. That's a lot of phone numbers out there and all the basics for use with attacks. I highlighted the sprint approach because of the application of agile development to security practices. Couple that with these four principles. We've never seen this before is not an excuse. Never trust, always verify. Always assume the attackers are already inside. And don't chase bad, ensure good. May have spoken too soon on the reopenings. Microsoft has pushed back their plan from July to September. Why do we care? In the swipe, steal with integrity and pride everywhere model, don't build your own reopening model when companies are intentionally releasing theirs. And be agile. Plans are going to change. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Back again with another roundup tomorrow.